We are talking, we are continuing with what we were saying last week. The guidance of the Holy Spirit. Walk in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Because in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When you walk in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the hand of the Lord remains upon you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And when the hand of the Lord is upon you, the breakthrough anointing becomes the order of the day. Becomes the order of the day. Because whenever you come before a situation and you feel like your knees cannot carry you, you say, not by might, not by power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remain full of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide your life. Protect your life. And order your steps. Because the steps of a righteous man, the steps of an anointed righteous man, they are ordered by God.
Amen.
Order your steps. Let him order your steps. When you have allowed the guidance of the Holy Spirit, where people say there is a going down, you say there is a lifting. In the name of Jesus. When you are led by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you are able to speak against a storm. And that storm will respond. Why? Not because you are wearing a suit. Demons and storms do not respect a suit. But the anointing upon your head, upon your life, makes every storm to say, what kind of a man? Where did he come from? And when we stand strong in allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us, guide us, O God. Guide us, O God. We depend upon you. We remain in you. And one thing that we know, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, they shall never be defeated. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you walk under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it becomes the anointing to overtake. You just overtake every storm. You overtake every principality. They that thought you were behind, they will see you ahead. In the name of Jesus, how did he overtake? Under the anointing and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. My desire was not to overtake you, but it was to continue to go ahead. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Some people will hate you, thinking that you overtook them. when your desire was not to overtake them, but your desire was to forge ahead. I will continue.
Now come.
I will continue.
Now come.
I will continue.
Now come.
And in my continuing, I found myself having overtaken you.
Someone who now
it's not what I prayed for. I prayed for the hand of the Lord to be upon me. And when it was upon me, it made me to overtake and outrun even the horses. That is when the guidance of the Holy Spirit is upon you. When the guidance of the Holy Spirit is upon you, you bear the fruit of righteousness. You bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit are not by your strength, by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When you come to a tree, though it may look beautiful, but what you want from the tree are the fruits, not the beauty. So in our lives, if the Holy Spirit is upon our lives, if the Holy Spirit himself is guiding us, let us bear the fruits. Because this world is not waiting to know where you come from. And is not waiting to know or see how beautiful you are. But this world is waiting to see, what fruit are you bearing? What fruit are you bearing? In our cry, that Lord, help us to walk under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Because it is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit that you will bear the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit a fruit that will make a difference between you and the people of this world. I want this world to know. We may be getting in the same shops. We may be eating on the same restaurants. But we don't bear the same fruit. Because I bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And let it be the fruit of the Holy Spirit that are cultivated in my life. Actually, the fruit of the Holy Spirit characterizes the presence of the Holy Spirit. We are called to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which is the first one,
the second,
and it is mentioned in the Word of God, these are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love. The word love is a word that is abused a lot. But in the scriptures, it remains the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let there be love in the house of God. Let love one another as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. I talk of unconditional love. There are those who will love you because you are their pastor. That is a conditional love.
Yeah.
You love because. But the love that God talks about is the selfless love, which is the same love that he applied and has shown, and he has shown unto us.
Last chance alone.
Praise be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In our showing love to one another, we are just bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If you are not in
Christ,
why should I expect from you to come the fruits that are only that can only be harvested from people who are in Christ? You know, the spirit of lying is an old spirit that belongs to the devil. And if you live by that evil spirit, you are showing us to whom you belong. Because Satan has been a liar from the beginning. But after we are born again, let it not be found in us what belongs to the enemy. In my life, let all that belongs to Christ be
found.
And amongst those things,
love, agape love.
It is mentioned even in the country. Agape
love.
But let's take it as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, which means your assignment, my assignment, walk in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Why should we expect people to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit when they don't walk under the guidance of the Holy Spirit? In our churches, let's teach and preach that the Holy Spirit is always available. The Holy Spirit is always dependable. In the name of Jesus. Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. The Bible says, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to try that and try it in God. Hallelujah. You know, have you realized, Manuel? The word of God does not speak to condemn us. But the word of God always speaks to edify us and to lift us higher than the standard of this world. The world has got its own standard. But Christianity has got its own standard. Some things are allowed in the world, but they are not allowed in the standard of Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The word of God carries power
in the man
to transform your life. I don't care where you are, but there is a word that carries power to transform your life, to change you. And there is the available Holy Spirit.
To
assist you.
What I say?
Live a holy life. We don't live a holy life in our own strength.
Asiphili impilo lengcwele ngemandla ethu nje.
But we live the holy life.
Kodwa siyiphila le mpilo lengcwele.
Under the unction.
Ngenxa yalolugcobo nemandla.
The Holy Spirit.
Amoya longcwele.
Bazalwane, it can only be by the Holy Spirit.
Ngamoya kuphela bazalwane.
Nothing else but by the Holy Spirit.
Kodwa lokunye ngaphandle kwamoya longcwele.
I know your knowledge.
Ngiyakwazi ukuthi
na. I know you have studied.
Ngiyakwazi ufundzile.
But the Holy Spirit.
Kodwa amoya longcwele.
What you need.
Nyela umdzini
is the one whom you need.
Nyela umdzini.
So the Bible says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Bible isike titselo tamoya longcwele.
Is love.
Luthando.
Joy.
Nekujabula.
Peace.
Kuthula.
Patience.
Kubekezela.
Kindness.
Nekubele.
Goodness.
Kulunga.
Faithfulness.
Nekwathembeka.
Gentleness.
Nekuthobela.
And self-control.
Kutibamba.
And against such things.
Kuteke umthetho lophembene nalokho.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There are nine as mentioned in the word of God.
Tinfica njoba tishiwo evini.
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Kodwa titselo tamo.
Is love.
Luthando.
Joy.
Kujabula.
Peace.
Kuthula.
In fact, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Emaqinisweni nje titselo tamoya.
Is not measured according to the car you drive.
Atsibuki ngehlobo lemoto lohamba ngayo.
It is not measured by the suit that you wear.
What as the card ke nanga masuthu ke lesiwagcoka.
Or the size of the house you come from.
Noma indlu ke kulakho ukuthi inkulu kangana.
Or the size of the plate that you eat.
Noma iplate lodlala ukuthi linganani.
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Kodwa letithelo tamo.
Is love.
Luthando.
Love, children of God.
Thandanani bantu baNkulunkulu.
And let there be joy in our lives.
Afa nenjabulo futhi empilweni yenu.
When we talk of joy, we are not talking of excitement.
Masikhuluma ngenjabulo, asikhulumi nje ngokukitatela nje.
Like the excitement that people feel when the instruments are working.
Jabo abantu uma bakitatela makhala tingubu.
That is excitement.
Ukitatela nje lo.
But some of us will dance and sweat with or without the instrument.
Abanye bethu sizawujabula ivasise sijuluke.
Because we are saying the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Others are saying the joy of the instruments are my strength. But the instruments will get tired along the way. And only the joy of the Lord. May you carry the joy of the Lord. May you be carried by the joy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let there be love. Let there be joy. Joy in the house of God. Joy. Unexplainable joy. I don't know how it is happening. I am going through a winter season. But there is joy in my heart. There is joy in my heart. I didn't say there is no pain. But I'm saying there is joy. Unspeakable joy. Some of you can tell. Look at excitement. Some of us can tell what has caused pain in their lives. Some of us, we have carried pain for a long time. But I'm here to say to you, you have carried it for a long time. Let the Spirit of the Lord relieve you from the pain. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Today as I preach, no more pain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is not the desire of pain for you to go further.
Now
hlatshwa nyevu hamba.
When you hlatshwa nyevu hamba.
My pastor. Hallelujah.
Ushabe nesigoswa.
Yeah. Ushabe nesigoswa.
One thing that happens.
Nakubona kwenzeka.
You stop moving forward.
Awusaqhubekeli phambili.
You sit down.
Hlala phansi.
To attend to the thorn.
Unake nanyeva.
Your life becomes delayed.
Impilo yakho iyabambelele.
And your destiny is like it goes further ahead of you. Because you have been stopped by the pain. But today I stand as a prophet of God. You are moving further than your pain. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You know what? Because sometimes the pain that you continue to feel is not because of a thorn that is in your flesh. It's the atmosphere where you felt the pain.
Yeah.
But I say in the name of Jesus, while the pain or the thorn is taken away, you are also moving forward in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said earlier on, when the enemy tries to supercharge the service, the electricity will come back and find us preaching in the name of Jesus, and find us worshiping in the name of Jesus, and find us declaring that our pain is over, our suffering is over in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Let you tell it more.
But the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
What let you tell it more?
Is love.
Time.
Love,
Luta,
joy,
Injabul,
and peace,
Kutula,
unspeakable peace,
Kutula longa konze,
in the name of Jesus.
Eka mendi na Jesus.
When you speak of this peace,
Maskuluma ngalo kutula lo.
We are saying, when we come to God,
Sethu masita kulungu,
with all our challenges,
Sita na dodonge kinkinga te.
He gives us joy.
Usinika kujabula.
And give us peace.
Asinike nethule.
Because we become acquainted with the God of peace.
Ngoba sihlala siqondane ngonalo uNkulunkulu wekhula.
Isaiah 26 verse 3.
Isaiah 26 3.
Loyo lotimisela ngami. Usho uNkulunkulu. Ngimniketa kuthula. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let it be your portion in the name of Jesus. Let it be your portion in the name of Jesus. May you experience it in the name of Jesus. In verse 3 of Isaiah 26, the Bible says,
verse 3, Isaiah 26,
you will keep in perfect peace.
We are in an eternal peace.
Those whose minds are steadfast. Because they trust in you. That is the peace of God. The Bible says the peace of God surpasses all understanding. When people expected us to cry all night long, they find us celebrating God all night long in the name of Jesus until the night is over. And we are praising God. We are praising God. And in the praising of God, doors are open. Chains are broken. Rivers are crossed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Some people here. The only time they heard of peace was when they were studying about the flag of the country as to which color represent peace. But I pray in the name of Jesus, may you experience it as the fruit of the Holy Spirit, not as what you studied in geography, not what you studied in social studies, but let it be an experience in the name of Jesus. It shall be an experience. It shall be an experience. In the name of Jesus, you will touch it. You will walk in it. And you will enjoy it. You will enjoy it. The enemy does not want you to have joy.
Satan akafuni ukuthi ube nokujabula.
In this life.
Kulempilo le.
Labanye uzasende semukele ukuthi hayi kushothi ukujabula kwankulu engaphesheya.
Others make us to accept that our joy is in the world that is coming.
But I'm here to say to you.
Wajani ngakutshela namuntu.
You deserve to have joy.
Ufanele ukujabula wena.
In this part.
Kulo mhlaba lo.
In this same world.
Wena lo mhlaba lo.
Where all things
lapho khona tonke into
seem to be against us.
Simelane nathi.
But when you come in the name of Jesus.
Bathi awasinte egameni lika
Jesus. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Uholwa moya lo ngwele.
May the Holy Spirit himself.
Moya lo ngwele kobolwa.
Guide us.
Akakhona.
Order our steps.
God is a natural thing.
Because when he orders our steps,
God is a natural thing.
We shall never go astray.
And I slash it.
God will keep us in perfect peace.
In
perfect peace. In perfect peace. In perfect peace. In perfect peace. Back to Galatians. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit of truth. Last week we spoke. And we said the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Don't support what the enemy says about you. What the enemy says about you.
Satan is so
wrong. One. He says you are a failure. And now I agree.
Now fool.
Say I don't agree. I don't agree. With what the enemy says about me. But I choose to believe what the Holy Spirit says about me. I bear the fruits of the Spirit. I bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Never allow the devil to say in your family you were born to cause pain. In your family. You are not born to cause pain. You came loaded with the breakthrough anointing. Where your family are facing a calamity. You come as a breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, because I bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and this fruit of the Holy Spirit, make me to walk by the heavenly standard. Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord!
I don't walk.
I'm happy
under the standard of this world, but the standard of heaven. Now my standards. Because that which is born of God overcometh the world. Overcometh the standards of this world. I overcome the standards of this world. In the name of Jesus. And I walk by the standards of heaven. Of heaven. The enemy wants you to believe that the Lord has forgotten about you. But I'm here to say, He will keep His promise. He's keeping His promise. Already He's keeping His promise. In the name of Jesus. The promises of God remains yes and amen.
Amen
to those who are guided by the
Holy Spirit.
The promises of God remain true. They remain true. It may not happen at the time I expected it to happen. But it will happen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In this world. We are in a battle. From the time you accepted Christ. You entered the battlefield. And in this battlefield. There are a lot of spectators. They want to see you fail. They want to see you give up. They want to see you rejecting God. But you will not reject God. You will not reject God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
You will continue to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Because I am guided. I am guided. Come rain or sunshine. I am guided. Through the rain. I am guided. Through the fire. I am guided. Through the sunshine. I am guided. By the Holy Spirit. In the name of
Jesus.
Guide us, O Holy Spirit. Guide us, O Holy Spirit. And we shall not perish. We shall not perish. And we shall not give up. Of Jesus. You may be the only one in your family who calls upon the name of Jesus. But continue calling. The angels of God are supporting you to shout together with you. He is holy. He is holy. He is holy. He is holy. Never feel alone. Because the enemy wants you to feel alone. He wants you to feel alone. He wants you to feel rejected. But I'm here to say to you, as you are guided by the Holy Spirit, you will bear fruits. Not just, in fact, fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Number three, patience.
Ubegete.
Patience.
Ubegete.
Patience, we are talking of endurance.
Sikulumanga ubegete.
Perseverance. Because live long,
because the word of God
is in the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Perseverance. What is to persevere? Is to continue even if.
I continue even if. I continue in spite of. I will continue. In the name of
Jesus.
I will continue. I will continue. I will continue. I will continue. Whether they recognize me or they don't recognize me, I will continue to serve the Lord. Because I'm called. I'm called. And I'm anointed to call upon the name Jesus. To call upon the name Jesus. When I call upon the name Jesus, no one, you can stand before me. In the name of Jesus, I will persevere. 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 The Bible says,
the Bible is,
they that wait upon the Lord, they that persevere to wait upon the Lord.
How do you continue? I continue even if.
Since I started, I continue. Since I started, I pronounce the goodness of the Lord. Since I started, the anointing of God makes me to swim. Even in boiling water, I swim and go to the other side. And this water was not meant to burn me or destroy me, but for me to go over in the name of Jesus. When we qualify to be more than conquerors, it is because we have conquered something. You can never be more than a conqueror unless you have conquered something. What have you conquered? What have you conquered? One of the things we need to conquer as children of God, the desires of the flesh. Because what the flesh desires is against what the spirit desires. There is a conflict. Because the fruit of the Holy Spirit need to blossom. But also the weed also wants to compete with what the Lord has called us to do. But I am here to pronounce a suppressing anointing upon what the enemy wants to see growing in your life. One of the things that the devil wants to see growing in your life is offense. Where you cannot let it go and let God. But I'm here to say to you, when you bear the fruit of righteousness or the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the peace of God makes you to let go and let God. Even this time, God is waiting for people whom, when they go through stuff, they let it go and let God take charge. Let the Holy Spirit take charge in the name of Jesus. This, it seems to delay me in bearing the fruits of the Spirit. Let it go and let God. Let God. Never live in offense. Never live in hatred. In the name of Jesus. But live in patience and perseverance. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the only thing that is everlasting is what the Lord says about your life, about your future, in the name of Jesus. Allow the guidance of the Holy Spirit Everything of this world expires at a point in time. After some time. But the Holy Spirit remains fresh and remains available in the name of Jesus. Put your trust upon the Holy Spirit. He remains available. He remains dependable. And he remains reliable. If God be reliable, may I rely on you. If God be dependable, may I depend on you. If God be available, may he be available for you. Allow him to be available. Allow him to be available. Let your speech, let your conduct indicate that his God is available. His God is available. In the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes in the night and you are asleep, he comes and finds that your God is available. And the enemy will say, I tried to come in the night, but I found his God available. And then you say to the enemy, I serve an ever available God. When I'm looking this direction, he's behind me, covering me. And he created distance, cuts between what the enemy wants to do and me. May God keep a distance. Let there be a distance. In fact, it's okay for the enemy to continue aspiring to attack you. But continue to also say, his God is always available. I tried to come in the night. I found his God. I tried to take him to prison. I discovered that his God goes with him to the prison. I tried to close Peter in the prison. But I discovered another thing. When you try to lock Peter in the prison, his God is still available, even inside the prison. And at the right time, God says the prisons have to open. Peter, we need to go out. Let us go out of the prison in the name of Jesus. But before the going out, long suffering. The chains of bondage to become the instruments of worship. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is what they did. Paul and Silas. Inside the chain. They said, we are long suffering. We are persevering. We are going forward. These chains, which the enemy thought will be chains of bondage, we are turning them into chains of worship. We are going to make noise. And the other prisoners could not sleep because there were worshippers inside, worshipping in spite of, worshipping even if, hallelujah,
praise the Lord.
Then the long suffering, and then gentleness.
Umne.
Gentleness.
Umne.
Gentleness.
Umne.
is amongst the fruit.